Hello, this is Jessica Adams, and I'm here to talk to you about your Virgo planets, asteroids, nodes, angles, and other horoscope factors. The more that you have in Virgo, the more strongly Virgoan you are. So three factors is average if you check your premium chart member horoscope now, but more than three is unusually high, and you are intensely Virgo if you have more than three factors in this zodiac sign. The other strong Virgo imprint on a horoscope is to have one factor even in Virgo, but at exactly the same number or degree as a number of other factors in your chart. It basically means, for example, if you have the Sun at 2 Virgo and you have Pluto at 2 Virgo and you have another planet also at 2 Pisces, maybe one more at 2 Gemini, every time you do anything in your life or express your personality, the Virgo factor comes along for the ride. So this can also give you a strongly Virgo flavour to your personality and to your lifestyle and to your future. Virgo is about the body. It is about the body's fitness as a machine for purpose. Does your body do the job on the job? Different jobs require different sorts of bodies. If you work as a flight attendant, you're on your feet all day. You also need to have the kind of body that responds very well to jet lag. If you're a taxi driver, you need to have the kind of body which has extremely fast reflexes and can deal with sitting down or night shift. Every profession has a different body for its body of needs. And Virgo is very much about serving. It's about working. It's about the impact of drugs, prescribed or illegal, on the body, and alcohol too. Fitness for duty. In the army, flat feet used to be your excuse for getting out of active service. Army, Navy, and Air Force, factory work, and also in the past, domestic service were all associated with Virgo and the sixth house. Today, you can be a CEO or president and still have a commitment to putting other people first, serving the people, serving the public, serving your customers or clients. And this means that if you do have Virgo factors in your chart, you have to be aware that everything that happens with your body, with your mental health, with your physical fitness and health, is a reflection of how you feel inside about the work that you do. This also applies to your housework, it applies to your unpaid work or volunteering, and it very much applies to the work that you're paid for. So if there are issues with your mental health or your physical fitness and health, then always look to the work that you do and how deep down you feel about serving others, because that effectively is the game that's being played here. So, for example, it's very common for somebody who works on their feet all day to have foot problems if he or she, deep down, is unhappy with the job but has not yet managed to resign. The body, in effect, is resigning for that person. By the same token, if you're strongly Virgo, you may find that you come onto this planet with the sort of body that is a gift or a dream come true for a particular kind of profession. So you may have been born very tall and quite muscular. Therefore, you could become a professional basketball player. All these things add up. Even speed typing. I am acquainted with several authors who were gifted at touch typing classes to the point where they racked up enormous speeds. This has dictated their lives as writers because their productivity is through the roof. I'm sure you will have your own story about what your body does for you in terms of the work that you do, but also throughout your life. Body or mental health issues which have prevented you from working or studying have their own story to tell. So this is really where the sixth house of the horoscope is resting. Virgo rules the sixth house, and in the Middle Ages, it was called velitudo in Latin. This word translates as hypochondria, worry about your health, poor health, and trying to return to a healthy state. What is really interesting about the word valetudio, at the core of the word valetudinarian, is also that the word valet is hidden inside it, and as I'm sure you know, a valet is a servant. A 14th century French court assistant was called a valet de chambre, and he was put in charge of herbal medicine for his master. So the idea of service and serving, but also the body, comes to us from hundreds of years ago. To take you rocketing forward into the 20th century, when Uranus and Pluto, the slow-moving outer planets, were making history by sitting in Virgo during the 1960s, the contraceptive pill came on the market. That is a perfect example of Virgo at work. A very tiny pill which enables a woman to halt the natural process of reproduction and motherhood so that she can work indefinitely in a state of artificial virginity. That is literally what happened when Uranus and Pluto went through the sign of the Virgin. Women became a force in the workforce because of the contraceptive pill. It's terribly important to remember that Virgo is associated with tablets and pills of all kinds, and the impacts of the very small upon the very large, so the human body, our mental peace of mind and state of mind, how we feel physically and emotionally. But beyond that, prescribed and illegal drugs have an enormous impact on the work that we do, and how fast we work, and how late we work, and how long. So even something like caffeine is ruled by Virgo. As we go further into this sign, the sign of the Virgin, we begin to look for other keywords and concepts associated. So when astrology was booming in the 1600s, King Louis XIII of France had a premier valet named Bontemps, who also happened to be his surgeon. This has got nothing to do with virginity or the state of being a virgin, but it is about purity. It's about a pure system, a pure constitution. It's about the purity of service too, to people who might just be a health risk for you. When we look at connected words, we find that valolo means smallpox, valido means efficient. The reality of old astrology centuries ago and those lifestyles was that if you served, you were at risk of contracting your master's illness or your master's disease. So there are tremendous questions with this sign about doing your duty. A virgin in the household centuries ago, a young unmarried teenage girl, was a drain on the household budget unless she worked for nothing, unless she paid her way by being of service. So this is the teenage girl of the house who cooked, who cleaned, who swept the floors, who scrubbed the doorstep. This is the teenage girl of the house who was effectively the unpaid housemaid. Today, again, we move all this forward to the 1960s when Uranus and Pluto went through Virgo, and we see the revolution in housework that came with new inventions. Uranus rules new inventions. This was the era when plans for the microwave were being sketched out on paper, plans for the dishwasher, the blender. All these inventions aimed at the housewife today, and anybody at all, are about revolution in housework. Virgo is very much about domestic chores. You sometimes see small animals associated with Virgo in the sixth house, cats and dogs and birds, rabbits. This is absolutely true, because if you think about it, when you feed them and walk them, you are serving your animal. They do say that cats have staff. So vets as well are associated with Virgo and the sixth house, and the care of smaller creatures than yourself, putting them first, making them part of your daily routine. This brings us to the other side of Virgo in the sixth house, which is how you use the 24 hours in every day, how you sleep at night, how long you sleep for, and what you do in the morning when the alarm clock goes off, your bathroom, the contents of your bathroom cabinet or cupboard. It's very much to do with everything at work, how efficient you are, your energy rising and falling, your blood sugar levels. It's to do with the finer details of method and order, routine and ritual. Now, you'll sometimes read that Virgo is associated with shining, radiant, good health. Nothing could be further from the truth. Virgo is what it is. It is about the body. And there are just as many heroin addicts out there with a Virgo signature as there are vegans. Drug use with all its ritual is also associated with Virgo. And this again brings us back to the idea of hypochondria. Pill popping is associated with Virgo. Michael Jackson, probably the most famous Sun Virgo person on the planet, is the perennial example of this. But at its very best, at its absolute height, Virgo is about a deep understanding of the connection between the mind, the body, and the spirit, and the fact that all three have to work in unison, in harmony, and the pursuit of perfection in respect of that. How to live the best 24 hours a day one can possibly live, being of service to other people, but also serving oneself. Because when we get a Virgo imbalance, inevitably what we have is a situation where others are coming first and one is coming last. You cannot serve other people if you also cannot serve your own physical constitution. And that really is the message of Virgo in your horoscope. You are the machine and the wheels have to go round so that you can make the wheels go round for other people. You'll notice this most every month when the moon goes through Virgo and conjuncts or sits on your Virgo factors. So watch out for that. That day or two in your month is a wonderful opportunity to see how you live your Virgo life.